The road is so close to my home. The road is just outside my window. Oh, state of Illinois, why'd you have to put that road so close to me? Oh, state of Illinois, why'd you have to put that road so close to me? I used to have trees, used to have a fence, used to have a way to think that people couldn't look through my window. Days of 3 years gone. Now there's semis driving through my lawn. Wish I had my trees. Wish I had my fence. Wish those teenagers couldn't walk right down in my yards and yell in my window now. A 30-foot tree rims out of my lawn. You give me $16 to buy a brand new one, and one that's 6 inches tall. How is that fair? But the state says, hey, that's the way it is there. So shut up. We're taking your yard, building a road, putting in a sidewalk and a porch, a street lamp. So and your wife can't fall asleep at night because the blinding light comes through your shades and makes you dream, dream, dream.
Dream of cars and big trucks and steamrollers and dump trucks.
In the wintertime, it gets icy. Cars spin out, they come right down the street. In the wintertime now, it gets icy. Cars spin out, they go running down the street. In the past, they just flip over the edge and hit a tree. But now they come through my window and visit me and me. In the past they'd run off the road and they would hit a tree, but not now. They come right down my lawn through my window and visit my wife and me now. I don't want a car in my living room, fucker.
I don't want a car in my living room, you fucker.
But there's nothing I can fucking do, you bastard. Because eminent domain is the law of the land. I'd rather have my land than that 16 grand you paid me. I'd rather have my land than that 16 grand you paid me. Cause I only got 6 grand of the 16 grand. Cause Wells Fargo took 10 grand of my 16 grand. Cause that's the way the world it goes now. Here's how it starts. You get a letter in the mail going, hey, we're improving your neighborhood. Now we're gonna make the road a little bigger. It's gonna be an advantage to you.
By the way, you're screwed.
It necessitates that we take away the part of the yard that has a fence and trees and everything that you like that pleases you, that gives you privacy and makes you feel like it's a home. It's not a house, it's not a shithole that you live in, but it's there. So you meet with a lawyer saying, can I fight the government on this topic? I want to know, can I ticket to the man, the government, on this topic? And the lawyer says, yeah, sure. Hey, we can get you to win. We win them all the time. We're your true, true friend.
Okay, what we need is $2,000 up front.
And half your winnings.
All we need is $2,000 up front. And half of the
grass. But it needs to be about 12 feet tall, cause the berm they put in makes me small. And then I wanna know why they raised the berm 4 feet. Those goddamn sons of bitches, those motherfucking goddamn itches, those sons of...